Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is David Bennett, and you're listening to the Aorist Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. All right. So if you are someone who has ever dealt with fears and anxieties related to your work or yourself, and if those fears and anxieties have ever become an obstacle for you, maybe they get in the way of finishing something or they keep you from even starting or trying something for the first time. Well, this one is for you. And I'd like to start by sharing this little clip with you. Let's check it out.
When you have a dream, it doesn't often come at you screaming in your face, this is who you are. This is what you must be for the rest of your life. Sometimes a dream almost whispers. And I've always said to my kids, the hardest thing to listen to, your instincts, your human personal intuition, always whispers. It never shouts. Very hard to hear. So you have to, every day of your lives, be ready to hear what whispers in your ear. It very rarely shouts. And if you can listen to the whisper, and if it's, it tickles your heart, and it's something you think you want to do for the rest of your life, then that is going to be what you do for the rest of your life.
Sometimes a dream almost whispers. I just love that. That was a clip of Steven Spielberg. Now, I don't know the context surrounding this clip, but of course, it sounds like he's talking about the bigger picture of maybe finding what it is you want to do or be about in this life. But when I heard this clip, it really spoke to me about encountering creative obstacles. And it just so happens to be the case that I often feel surrounded by creative obstacles and also by other people who are dealing with the same challenges in one way or another. So for me, I experience these obstacles in terms of writing and recording music or this podcast or working with other clients on a creative endeavor. But I also work physically in the same space as other professionals in different industries, where I get to observe the sheer difficulty many people seem to have with finding a way to get their creative work done and then to share it with others. And what I've noticed is that these creative obstacles emerge in all kinds of ways you wouldn't expect. But if I had to choose one category to place all of these obstacles within, well, I would have to pick fear. Fears about failure or being good enough or feeling like one might be better than whatever it is they've produced, or maybe even a fear that one might be worse than what they really are. And that's just the paradigm of what's happening in the context of what a person thinks about themselves. So we'll call this one fears about the self. But there's this other paradigm as well. And most of us are encountering this in some way in the age of social media. And we'll call this other category fears of perception. In other words, fears about how others perceive us, our work, or whatever it is we're sharing. So for me, it might be fears about judgment with respect to my music, this podcast, or the quality of something I've done. But for others, especially if your industry or your craft is primarily translated through content on social media, it might look totally different. It might be about something in the context of promoting your product or your brand, sharing pictures of your work or yourself, or making videos that provide an opportunity to gain clients or sell products. But what it ultimately boils down to is a fear about how other people might be judging you. And this is where hearing what Steven Spielberg had to say really spoke to me, because I agree with him that there is this authentic voice inside of us. And this voice can be very difficult to hear amidst the busyness and drama of our lives. And I don't quite know how to describe the voice, like where it comes from or how to go about hearing it, but in the world of creativity, the voice is often described as the muse. And I first heard about this concept from author Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. I heard her speaking about it once on a podcast. And the way she would describe it, which I love, is that when she was writing Eat, Pray, Love, she wouldn't necessarily show up to her writing sessions with a clear idea of what to write or where her writing was even headed. In fact, I got the impression that most of the time, she had no clue what she was going to write next, which I imagine for an author is a very stressful place to be. And I've never forgotten this, but what she said was that if she showed up to do the work and then was just patient in that space, well, the muse would also eventually show up. And then suddenly this voice inside of her, this muse, would tell her exactly what to write. And she called this honoring the muse. In other words, if she honored the muse by creating space in her schedule and life to write, by taking the risk of potentially writing the wrong thing or writing nothing at all, maybe even going backwards in the writing process, if she was willing to show up and take all of those risks with no guarantee that it was ever going to be fruitful, well, that is the very space where the muse would appear. So in order to hear this quiet, useful voice, She had to commit to being in the same space that produces fear and doubt, hopelessness, insecurity. And it got me thinking, if the muse is the quiet whisper Steven Spielberg was referring to, well, then of course, it seems pretty clear that these louder voices, the voices that overshadow the muse, that maybe make it hard to hear the muse most of the time. Well, it appears to be the case that at least for me and many of the people I work with and around, these louder voices are the fears about oneself and fears of how others perceive us. These are the voices that say things like, your work is boring, or you look ugly in that photo. My project is going to fail and everyone's going to see it. I don't believe I can really do this, or it's just not good enough. Well, these are, of course, extremely negative thoughts, and I hope you don't encounter them, but I definitely do, like on a daily basis, and practically everyone I work with deals with these intrusive thoughts in some way. And so I just wanted to make this little episode for those of us who go through this, and I wanted to encourage you to lean into these moments. I understand that it can be quite difficult and discouraging to do so, but try to learn how to recognize almost as though you're observing yourself and what you're thinking in the moment, like in a mindfulness way. Try to recognize when you're having these thoughts, when you're working on your music or your poetry or your business or your social media post, whatever it is, when are these thoughts showing up? And maybe ask yourself, what kinds of fears are within these thoughts? Are these fears about myself? Or are these fears about how others think of me or my work? And ask yourself whether you want to give those fears power over you and what you achieve. Try to remember when you're experiencing these extremely loud, annoying, and discouraging voices that there is a quiet voice hiding underneath all of that, just waiting for you to hear it. And if you're experiencing those difficult voices, it's a sign that you're in the right place. You are in the space where the muse eventually shows up. And your only job in that moment is not to give power to those loud voices, but instead to lean into the difficulty and make time to honor the muse. All right, that's all. Just a little thought of encouragement. I hope this does something for you, and we'll see you next time.